Okay, today's daf is Me'ila daf Chav Beis, or you might call it Kinim daf Chav Beis. Yeah, I think this is the first time in all of our travels that we have two different mesechtas on the same daf. Almost every other mesechta, obviously in Shas, starts on daf Beis. But here we have Me'ila continuing to the Mishnayis in Kinim, and B'ed Hashem, we will get there in a couple of minutes. Okay, first we though have to a couple of lines of Maseches Me'ila to finish up. We are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis in Me'ila, and we just quoted the last Mishnah in Me'ila, which discussed the issue of depositing money with a friend. And the Mishnah said that it depends what type of friend you have. Do you have just a friend, a balabayas, a neighbor? Do you have, if it's the balabayas, that's one extreme. Balabayas generally does not use money, and therefore, if you give him any money to watch, so you could assume that it's there just to be safeguarded, not to use. And therefore, if he uses any of it, then he violates Me'ila. On the other hand, a shulchani is always using money. It's a money changer. And therefore, if you give him money that is tied up, then you could assume that you just wanted him to watch it. But if it's open, so then you have to assume that he's going to use it. And the machlokas was, what about a chenvani? A chenvani is a storekeeper who uses more money than a balabayas, but doesn't use money as much as a shulchani. So that is the machlokas we had in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Good. That was the first half of the Mishnah. Then the second half of the Mishnah said, what happens if a pruta of hekdesh fell into my pocket, got mixed up into a mixture. So Rabbi Akiva says, once the first one was taken out, Rabbi Akiva says, you have to assume the first one. You have to assume the first one was hektish, and therefore one violates right away. And not only Mishum Suffik, Rabbi Akiva is saying Ma'al, and therefore you'd bring a Karban Asham. So it's not just, you might as well be machmir. Rabbi Kiva is holding Batorah's Vadai, that you bring a Karban Asham Me'ilos, and we label the first one as the Me'ila one. V'chachamim omrim, no, chum say no, until you take out the entire kiss, meaning you have all the way up until the last one. Rabbi Akiva though agrees to the Chachamim, that you have the last one, if you use a Lashon, that sounds like it's only by the last one, where somebody says, Ba'omer pruta, to sneeze again, 1 minute. Ba'omer pruta minakis ze hektish. If you use a lashon that says it's the last one, so then you have to wait only after your motzi kol hakis do we say that you violate. Okay, so we start off by saying that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a question. The question is, what was the question that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan? We are going to have a couple of opinions. What exactly was the question? We did the first one yesterday. The first opinion is that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, within our Mishnah, what's the difference between the Reish and the Seifa? Within our Mishnah, it sounds like, why would Rabbi Akiva argue in one case and agree in the other case? What's the difference? So he says, because the Seifa is a case where he says, Lo yiftar kis ze min ha-hektish. This kis should not be niftar until hektish comes from it, which is a lashon that it is from the end. Only the last one is going to be hektish. Okay, so that's Rabbi Kipta in our Mishnah. We discussed yesterday the Tosfos, which Achronim discussed elsewhere, and that is Bittel. Is there Bittel by Matbeos? That was the discussion of Tosfos. Okay, Kiyasa Ravin, now we're at four lines from the bottom. When Ravin came, Amar, Kisin Ashvarim Ramalei. Ravin says that it was not an internal question about the Mishnah, but Ravin says it was a question about this Mishnah versus another Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Kisin. Shvarim is the Mishnah in Menachos. What does the Mishnah there say? Ditznan ha'omer echan mishvari hektish. If somebody says, one of my oxen is hektish. That's what he says. So hayulo. So which of the oxen? Hayulo shnayim. If he has two, hagadol shabahen hektish. So the gadol in them, the better one of them is hektish. So why over there does the Mishnah Menachos by oxen say that the better one is hektish? And here you don't go by the best coin. Just go by the first coin, the last coin. So why exactly is there a difference in shita? So amalei seifa ba'omer lo yifter kisem and hektish. And the same answer is given by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, because our Mishnah, the Seifa, is a case where the person says that it's the last one that's going to be Hekdesh by the first kin, one of my oxen. So you can assume a person is Makdesh Ba'ayin Yafeh, and therefore he gives the better one to Hekdesh. But when it comes to the coins, the Seifa is a case of an Ukimta where he says that there should be Hekdesh before this ends. Before this pocket gets totally empty, and therefore you can assume that it's the last one. That is number two. So number one was maybe it's an internal question. Number two is maybe it was a question from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Menaches about oxen. Opinion number three, Rav Papa Amar, Kisin Alugin Ramalei. Rav Papa said it's a machlokas between, it's a kasha, Reish Lakish asked, from our Mishnah on Lugin. On Lugin, this is really a brisa. A few times in Shas where this brisa appears where it says Ditznan, and really as it says on the side, it changes it to Ditanya. Ditznanya, halokech yain mimen akusim. This is one of the Breira cases in Shas. If somebody buys wine from Kusim, and it is almost Shabbos, it is Shabbos, Rashi says, Shohaya Baderach, he was Baderach, or Erev Shabbos Beit HaShemashes, he didn't have time to be Mafrish himself, so therefore, what's the halacha? Omer, he can say as follows, Shnei Lugin Sh'ani Asad LaHafrish, two Lugin that I am going to be Mafrish in the future. The two Lugin, the 1/50th, which is the Mida Ayin Beinonis of Hafrashas Truma. Remember, on a Daraisa level, there is no shear given for Hafrashas Truma. Chita Achas Poteres HaZakri. One little bit is good enough. The others, everything has a shear. Not everything, but Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. Right? It's all Meiser, so from the word Eser. But the other items don't have a shear. Truma and Chala on a Daraisa level. On a Derabana level, Chazal said how much you should have to give, 140th, 150th, 160th, 148th, all different shiurim given on a Derabana level. So here, he wants to take off Trumas. He says, the two Lukin that I'm going to be Mafresh are in Truma. That 150th is going to be Truma. And he does not have to take it off. He just has to designate it in his cup. Asara Maiserishon, and then 10 of what's left. Really, it's not 10, it's 9.8. Right, because it's 10% of what's left after you take off the two is going to be Meiser Rishon, Tisha Meiser Sheni, and what's left after that is going to be Meiser Sheni. It's talking about a Meiser Sheni year. U'miyachel v'shoseh miyad. And then he can drink right away. Question, what does miyachel mean? Does that mean he's mechalal it, or does it mean it's chulin and therefore he can just drink it, or does it mean does it gulp it down? Either way, miyachel is on a different shatim in the Rishon and what it means, but Lamaisa, he could drink from this cup right away. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to designate your hafrashas, and then partake of it right away. Rebbe Yehuda, v'Rebbe Yosi, v'Rebbe Shimon, Ostrin. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Shimon, all Aser. You're not allowed to do this. Why? Because you have to assume that what you drink is going to be the Truma and the Meiser. Right? You can't say that, oh, only what's left in the cup. Rashi says, who is the kasha on? Rashi says, machlokas Rashi Tosas here. But if you look in Rashi, first of all, the Rishonim say the machlokas is about Breira. Tanakama, Rebbe Meir says that you hold a Breira, meaning once an action becomes clearer in the future, you could already see the roots of that action in the past. That's what Yesh Breira means. In a nutshell, we could spend weeks on Breira, but that is just ensure what Breira means, and therefore a mayor says, once I later take off the Truma and the Meiser, so I can assume that that was the Truma and the Meiser even originally. Yesh Breira, and therefore you can drink it, and you can assume that you're drinking Chulin. Unlike Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon, we'll all say no, Ein Breira, and therefore the entire coast has Truma and Meiser in it. Every little drop that you drink has Truma and Meiser in it. And therefore, says Rashi, third to last skinny line, V'had Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Kashia ad Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, who say that whatever is left in the cup, it's all over. Not only what's left of the cup, but whatever you drink, all over, is the Truma and the Meiser. So that's against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it's the first one. Akiva says it's the first one that comes out. What's only Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Akiva? What about the other three? That's what we're going to talk about in a second. They were all Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. So Amalei, Seifa, Demasisan, Ba'omer, Lipata, Kizem, and Hektish. Our Mishnah is unique, because our Mishnah, where Rabbi Akiva agrees in the Seifa, is a case where he says the last one should be Hektish. Right? That's why it is a unique case. So that takes us through the Me'ila, Hadrol Shlichosa, Shlichosa, Shlichusa. Good. A couple of important points, though, related to these last few lines. first of all, note that Tosfos says that the kasha is from Rabbi Meir, not from Rabbi, the last three shitas of Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, but he says the kasha is from Rabbi Meir. Either way, Rashi points out that, why is this a question? Because these were Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. As we know, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara says, this is this week to discuss this Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos Samach Beis, Lag BaOmer is coming up in 3 days. So the Gemara tells us that the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, famous Gemara, all died between Pesach and Shavuot. This is the only Gemara in Shas that has any hint to the Nihuge Avelis during Svira. There's nothing explicit about it. Nihugim of Avelis, nothing in Shas about not getting haircuts or weddings, that is already in the Gaonim. Sometime after the Chasimas HaTalmud did those Minhagim start. But the source of it all is in the Gemara. Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva all died during, between Pesach and Shavuos, v'pnei shelo nahagu kavu zeh bazeh, because they weren't knowing covered with each other. V'haya olam shamein, ad shebar Rabbi Akiva etzar abasinu shebedarum, until Rabbi Akiva came to the rabbis in the south, v'shana lahem, and started again. And he taught them, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Blazer ben Shemua. Right here, you have 4 out of 5. Right on our Amud, you have Rabbi Meir arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. This is the week of all of these Tanaim. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Yachai. His yard site is in 2.5 days from now. Rabbi Meir, we're not 100% sure when Rabbi Meir's yard site is, but the minhag of going to the kever is yesterday. Yesterday, last night, the Hilul with Rabbi Meir was yesterday on Yudalit. But this is in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi is buried right outside of Tzfat also. Everybody's right there. Rabbi Meir Balanes, they're all right there next to the, next where Rabbi Akiva is also. Right, so now, within a little distance from Meiron. But again, right here, you have all of these, Tanaim saying that they ask a stira between the Talmidim and the Rebbe. Because you could assume that the Talmidim would have said like the Rebbe said. Okay. Big question about why Lag BaOmer is such a happy day. There were no Talmidim left to die. Right? They all died. 22,000. Right? And, so 24,000. So why exactly is it such a happy day? So the most common answer given in many of the Svarim is that the Simcha is the starting again. The Mitzvah is the Simcha is the fact that these five amazing Talmidim started to bring Torah Sheval Peh to all of Klal Yisrael once again. And that's the Simcha. Like at a Siyam, it's not the finishing, but it's the beginning. Rahman al-Islam, yes, they all died, but that was, for some reason, a warped type of Torah, for whatever reason, why Hashem had to start again, and therefore, we are happy that the Torah and Torah Sheval Peh still could flourish in a time when it looked bleak, and it looked dim, and it looked like there was going to be the end, but Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Siyata Deshmaya, we were able to start again. Breira. So again, we're not going to spend too much time on this, but just to know, what are we paskin by Breira? What are we paskin? Sugi's all over Shas, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, the Yabshel Shlomo, if you look in Baba Kama, where Breira comes up, one of the Sugi's in Shas that comes up, and Baba Kama, Yevamos V'Chulu, he has 10 to 15 pages on Breira. It's huge. If you want to know anything on Breira, just look in the Yom Shlomo. He has Kutris Binyone Breira. And he says at the beginning, he says, Breira is Aruka, right, and it's long, and I just don't know what to do. So he says, I'm going to write a Kutris here, because many people have had mistakes about Breira, and I just want to make sure that everybody has it clear. So he wrote this very long, many, many pages and columns regarding Breira. He says, Levra isi believi laharich bebreira, ki hi arucha meiras mita rechavi mine yam, im kol srogev anafeha, ki kava vakava panim yishla, vi gedole olam ta'uba, meirov arichis omeka pilpol, hatoli vakava vakava sugi shebetalmud, vashem yatzileni mishkiyos. Right, it's very challenging to put all the sugis of Breira. There are many distinctions. The question is, you have some Gemaras that say, seem to say Yesh Breira, some Gemaras seem to say Ein Breira, and how do you put it all together? So there are some different chilukim in the Rishonim. The most basic chiluk, which is already in the Gemara, is Doraisa versus Drabanan. Doraisa Ein Breira. We don't rely on Breira, Doraisa, and Yesh Breira mi Drabanan. But other Rishonim and Bali Tosfos have different chilukim. Maybe it depends whether the Breira is Tali Badas Atzmo or Tali Badas Achirim. Is it Tali on your doing something or on other people doing something? Is it Tali B'day Adam? Is it Tali B'day Shemayim? Maybe something will be Mavura by itself. Just time will tell. Masha'ekin, if I have to do something. So these are all distinctions between the different chilukim and sugis of Breira. But the Rambam and many others paskin like the chiluk, like that one of the Amoram say, and that is Daraisa Darabanim. Daraisa Ein Breira, Darabanim Yesh Breira. Why is that? So the Ran in Maseches Gittin says the reason is L'chumra. The reason is we don't know what to paskin. And therefore, we just have to be machmir. So, Ein Breira is generally a chumra, and that's why by Daraisas we're, say, Ein Breira. And that's really why Savi Daraisa L'chumra, Savi Darabanan L'kula. But the Ran says in Achinami, if saying Yesh Breira would be a chumra, then we'd say Yesh Breira on a Daraisa level as well. Right, it's all about being machmir. That is what the Ran says in Maseches Gittin. And if you look in the Yamsha Shlomo, he does not like that. The Yamsha Shlomo, just read you one line of this Yamsha Shlomo, says the Marshal, the Daraisa Darabanan Chiluk is not Mishum Safek, it's Petaras Vadai. And we would say, Ein Breira Daraisa, even if that would lead to a Kula. Says the Marshal, he titles the four Prakim. At the end of his long Arichos, he summarizes it into four Prakim, which is just about a page and a half. And he says, Haperek Harishon, Hu Aklal, Delo Amrinan Breira Bidaraisa, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra, Bein Lachadchila, Bein Bidiaved, Bein Bidala Badas Atzmo, Bein Bidala Badas Acherim. No chilukim. Bein hecha she'eno masne beferish, umevarer dvarav, whether he didn't say it explicitly, bein hecha she'mevarer dvarav umasne beferish, whether he says anything explicitly. Either way, this chiluk holds true, daraisa versus drabanan. V'lav dafka daraisa mamish, ela afilu bidi drabanan, v'ikr shem toras daraisa alav. Even if you have a didrabanan, which we would call ikr min ha-torah, that also you would say, ein breira, kemo meiser yerek, which Meiser is Daraisa, just the application of Yerek is Drabanan, there also you would say Ein Breira. Again, that is the Marshal in the first para, Ein Breira Daraisa. The second chiluk is, you say Breira, even b'daraisa, Ahecha Shamasa b'davar Shomei Lizbar b'vadai. What if you know it's going Vadai to be going to be Mizbarer? Many things will never be Mizbarer, possibly. You split up a Yerusha, you don't know who is supposed to get what. That's never going to be his mitbarer. But other things would be mitbarer. Other examples. Then there are other times. Gives other pratim. What about nedarim? Either way, this is the Yavshal Shlomo. Keep in mind that Breira is always related to two other sugyas. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always like to say, whenever you learn Breira, you have to learn it and know that Breira goes along with tnaim, tnai, which is a certain type of prayer, you might say, where you explicitly said it, and asmachta. Asmachta, which is a sugya Maseches Sanhedrin, where Rashi defines asmachta as a commitment today based on a future event that is unclear what the outcome is going to be. That's why the whole gambling sugya is in within the issue of asmachta. Asmachta, we pass on asmachta as lokanya. Machlokas amorayim, asmachta lokanya, except by tztaka, we pass on asmachta the tztaka is kanya. That's why the shuls could have raffles and Chinese auctions or any other type of a smachta type of situation. Because a smachta, the stock is kanya, but a smachta otherwise is not kanya, but that is some of the point in the sugyas of Breira. There are other Rishonim that don't say the Daraisa Darabanan Chiluk. Tosfos at the end of Temura we had on Daf Lamed says you always hold the Breira. It's always Yesh Breira. Other Rishonim, there's always Ein Breira. But most Rishonim have some type of distinction because you have to put all the sugyas and shas together to be able to get a clear picture. Okay, one final point in this Masechta, and that is the first day we mention this Rambam, so the last day we'll mention the Rambam. Because the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Me'ila has an important Hashkafik Yisod, which we mentioned all the way at the beginning, but this is the end of Maseches Me'ila, so we should mention it again. And the Evan Ha'azel, or Mrs. Zalman, this we did not mention, that just wonders why this Yisod Gadol is put here. This should be at the beginning of everything. This should be in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. The Rambam puts it here, tucked away at the end of Me'ila, but says we're the Evan Ha'azel, or Mrs. Zalman is just ponders, he tries to give a pshat, he ponders why exactly the Rambam keeps this secret until the end of Me'ila. Ra'uila Adam Lizbonei, this is the Rambam about Tamei HaMitzvos. And the Rambam's Yisod, that even if I want to research Tamei HaMitzvos, do not think, I should not think that that is the end-all and the be-all of all mitzvahs. It can help me a little bit, it can give it a little taste, as we know, reason and taste, but don't think that this is the ultimate point of the mitzvah. Ra'u la'adam lizbonei mimishbeit ha'torah kadosha. V'leida sof inyanu kivikocho. I have to try to understand all the mitzvahs as much as possible. V'davar shalo yimsa lo tam, v'lo yeda lo eila. As something that I do not find a reason to, al yihikal be'enav. It should not be light in my eyes. V'lo yaros la'alos el Hashem pen yifretz bo. I shouldn't try to go up the mountain. The pasuk from Har Sinai, because you might break through and violate. Rav Issa Zalman explains that, because sometimes people want to get reasons only in order to limit the mitzvah. I want to understand the mitzvah so that I'll be able to say when it doesn't apply. He says, if we have that attitude, Rachman al-Islan, then when we're out for Tami HaMitzvah, just to limit the mitzvah, so that's not the purpose of Tami HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is the mitzvah per se, period, always, unless Chazal limited it. Once I come up with a mitzvah, okay, that can give me a greater hislavos, a greater rutzo to do the mitzvah, but that should not limit the mitzvah. He says, sometimes, might meet somebody on the street, this is Rav Issa Zalman talking now, who he calls a chafshi, someone who is a free person, and they might come to you with a kasha. And really, they're not coming to you with a kasha, they're coming to you with a teretz. If they came to you with a kasha, they would want to hear a teretz. Their kasha is really a teretz. They've already came up with the tirutzim to answer up all kashas. So therefore, you have to know exactly when somebody's really asking a kasha and when somebody's asking a teretz. He has the beautiful line. He says, "V'shamati b'shem gon echad, sharma lo echad me'achav shiim." Really meaning in the beginning of the 1920s, 1930s, those who came to Eretz Yisrael. Yesh li kushios. Amalo hagod. Im hay lecha kushios, haya efshar li yashiv lecha kushiosech. Hachisaron hu, shehem etzlech lo kushios ala tirusim. Eincha rotzel lishmar dini ha-torah, vata rotzel atari tatzmacha, lomalo einat ha-shomer. Says you have to realize that whether we really have a kasha, we really have a teretz. Sometimes you speak to people, Rachman al-Itzlan, and they have the tirutim. They don't really have kasha. They're, oh, I have a kasha, therefore that's why I'm doing this. No, they have a teretz. You know, if they had a kasha, you could try to reason with them. And he says, that's the pshat in the Haggadah. He says, ulafi by the Rasha, lufisha hosi es aso ben haklal kofar be'ikr. Because he took himself out of the klal, he was kofar. No, it should be the opposite. Because he was kofar be'ikr, that's why he took himself out of the klal. He says, no. The Haggadah is saying he was motzi himself in a klal because he came up with all these tirutzim. And because of he was motzi, and therefore that memela, he was kofar be'ikr. But either way, that's based on the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon of, if we're interested in Tami HaMitzvos, just to limit the mitzvah, then we're going to violate going up to Har Sinai. And we'll make up and limit our own mitzvah world and value system. V'lotei machshavaso boka machshavaso b'shar divrei achol. We can't put it like other mundane matters where, if it doesn't make sense, then I don't have to do it. That's not what the divine, we say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules. And why does he say this here? By Me'ila. The Rav Zalman is still worried why it's all the way in the back. He says, Ma imeitzim avanim ba'ofer ba'efer. If you have dirt and sticks and stones, once you are makdish it, it becomes kadosh, and you can't be knowing minachol, even if it's just rocks or wood, whatever it is belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, and even if you did a Bishogig, you need kapara. So surely if you have something that is sublime, something that is spiritual, you have a mitzvah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued with Kedusha. So if we can imagine if wood and sticks could have Kedusha, surely something that is spiritual, that we have to make sure that not to violate and not to take advantage. Right? That is the Rambam. Again, he says a lot more. We'll see at the end if we have time to read the rest. But that is the Ibn Azal's comments on the Rambam at the end of Meseches Me'ila. Okay, Rabosai. Meseches Kinim. Meseches Kinim. So let's talk about this. What is a kan? A kan is a set of birds. Or a cane. I think it's the official. A cane is a set of birds. Kan is translated by kan when it's kan tzipor. But a cane is a set of birds. Kinim is the plural. Sets of birds. This entire mesechta is about sets of birds that we bring. It's only Mishnayos. There is no Gemara. Why is it done in the Daf Yomi? Assuming it's the, because we do 98% of the Masechtas in Kachim in the Daf. So Kenan and Midos, which done in Mishnayos. So we throw that in too. So even on the same Dafim as these other Masechtas. We do have Rishonim on Kenan. We have various Rishonim. We have the Mefarish right here, which is called, right, see, Mesechtas Kenan in Pirish the Tosvos. We have the Mefarish. We have Tosvos. We have, which Bali Tosfos on Kinim. Obviously, they learned this in the Sidra. We have the Rush. The Rush seems to be the commentary that is used as a Rashi. Not exactly as a Rashi, but the Rush is used as a Rashi. It's what I saw B'Shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky that he said, when you learn Kinim with Rush. Kinim with Rosh. Chaim Kanievsky is the one that that tells us what to do. But also, you don't only have the Rosh. You have on the bottom. You have on the sides of the Gemara. You have the Balamar and the Ravid. We know there are various machlokos between the Balamar and the Ravid. They have different, they have letters back to each other. The most famous is the bottom of the Rif. Bottom of the Rif, where the Balamar argues on the Rif. So we have the Hasagas HaRavid that defend the Rif against the attacks of the Balamar. Also the Sefer HaSchus, which defends also from the attacks of the others. But the right here you have, on the side, we're going to have Reb Zerachya Levi, which is the Balamar, and the Ravid. You see on the bottom, they each wrote shiros. They wrote songs as hakdamis to Maseches Kinim. And it shows its unique quality. They wrote songs. Amazing. Anyway, in the Sefer Kasav Shem also is a collection of the arguments between the Balamar and the Ravid, who were contemporaries in Provence in southern France. Good. So, Kinim. What are cases of kinim? So we know there are times that you have to bring kinim on a chiv level, sometimes on a nedava level. The chovos, when you have to bring a set of birds, chova, there are five categories. Five categories of kinim that are obligatory. No, a number of them are olaviyores, parshas vayikra. Then the parshas vayikra, we talk about the carbon chatas, certain averos. Not too many. Tovas Bixash Vekadashav, if I walk into the base of Midrash when I'm Tame by mistake, Shvuas Bitoy, if I take a Shvua, and just for nothing, or Shvuas Ha'edus, right, those are Averus, Olav Yored. If I am rich enough, then I have to bring an animal, I have to bring a Tzon, right, Asher Behibias, Asher Wal, Asher Vachadazor, Shachadad, Nekeva, Vachulu, Vachatas, and if I don't have enough money, so then I bring Shtei Tar, Shtei B'nei Yona L'Hashem, Echal Achadas, Vechal Ola, I bring a Chadas and an Ola, and if I'm really poor, then I bring a flour. Okay, Dalas and Dali Dalas. So, you have the Ola V'Yorid, number one. Then you have Yoledes Ola V'Yorid. A Yoledes also has to bring a set of kinim, and that's the one that's most common. That's why the Mishnah is here always talking feminine lashon, because that's the most common one of the olav yoreds. And number three is the mitzora olav yored. Those three are the olav yoreds. The mitzora, depending what his tax bracket is. So you have the olav yoreds of the averis, the chadas olav yored, yoledas and mitzora. Those three. Then you have zav, zava, and nazir. Zav and Zava put together, and Nazir, right? Those are people who have to bring birds, forgetting what their financial status are. They always have to bring birds. Zav and Zava on day 8, after they catch Shiva Kiyam, on day 8 they have to bring the set of birds, and a Nazir has to bring it when he is Mitahir himself. So again, this is the five Ole V'Yoris. There is a Shiloh, we brought it up in a Parsha Shir, in the past, and maybe in the Daf Shir, an amazing Ha'ara of the Meshechachma, Mipiyah Shmua. There's one line in the Yor Sameach that says it, but it's quoted to explain a Halacha, and that is, we just mentioned Ole V'Yoris, let's say, by the Chatos. He's supposed to bring an animal, a Tzon, for a Chatos. If I don't have enough money, I bring two birds, in Chatos and an Ola, which, by the way, most, except 99% of sets of birds are one chatas, one ola. Chatas called them the ola, the carbon ger is an exception, but chatas and ola. So, the question is, if I'm rich enough, I only bring one animal, I bring a chatas. So why is it, if I'm a little poorer, then I bring a chatas and an ola? Why don't I just bring a chatas? Goes chatas, chatas, and if you're really poor, dali dali, you just bring a chatas, a minchas chote. Right? So why is it that I have to bring a chatas and an ola to make up, to substitute for the chatas? So the Ibn Ezra right here in Vayikra says that by a chatas behema, parts of it are eaten and parts of it are burned on the mizbeach. You have haktaras emurin. If you only bring a chatas to substitute, a chatas ha'of is totally given to the kohanim. None of it is burned. None of it is burned. You do hazah and mitzui, the different types of sprinkling and squeezing out the blood. But that's the language of the Mishnah in Zvachim. Ein l'mizbeach el adama. The rest is given. So where do you have the haktara? You need something burned in the mizbeach. So that's why you bring an ola too. So a chatas behema translates into chatas and ola sa'of. That's the Ibn Ezra. Good. Says, now this story is quoted in a number of places. From the Yagdol Torah, I'll quote it. The Yagdol Torah says, the story is said over by Rav Nachman Ginzburg. Nachman Ginzburg. He once went into the Meshechachma. Rav Meir Simcha, and he saw he was very happy. It's like, what are you so happy about? He said, you don't understand. I just fell asleep in my sefer. He wasn't happy about that. But he was that I fell asleep in my sefer, and I had a dream. And in Shemayim, they were discussing different things, and somebody in Shemayim said that, oh, there's nobody on Olam Hazeh today that's mechavi to the Emes. Nobody's mechavi to the Emes. And the Rashba stands up in Shemayim and says, there's one fellow in Dvinsk that's mechavi to the Emes. And he says, I know what he meant. He says, what? Know what he meant? He says, because there's a Gemara in Mesechas Chulin Daf Chaf Beis, which darshins, which was a pasuk that an olas ha'of only is brought by Yom. A bird olas has to be brought by Yom. So he asked the Gemara, why would I have thought otherwise? It says, b'yom savoso. Every carpet has to be brought by Yom. Right? So what's the havamina that ola would have been different? So the Gemara said, no, I would have thought only chatas ha'of is by Yom, not olas ha'of, kamash malan. That's the Gemara. Says the Rashba in the Tshuva, and other he showed him, what was the Havamina? Why would I have thought there's any difference between the Chathas and an Ola? So, be mochik the Girsa. The Girsa is wrong. Change the Girsa. It's Kedei Nasva. Right? Really? You don't need a pasuk to tell me Dafka Ola Sa'of is by Yom. Of course Ola Sa'of is by Yom. There's no difference between Chathas and Ola Sa'of. Says the Meshech Chachma, no. Based on the Ibn Ezra, it's a beautiful Havamina. Because the Ola Sa'of is only there as a substitute for the Hakdaris Emurin. Hakdaris Emurin are Okala Laila. Right? It's first mission in Shas. Call a Hector Chalam Nevarim. It's Vasa Kalalaila. Right? So therefore, it says the Meshech Chachma, I would have thought the Ola Sa'of, which takes the place of the Haktaris Emuri, that also is called, is by Laila. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, it's symbolic of that, but it's also its own carbon, so it has to be by Yom. So, says the Meshech Chachma, that's what the Rashba means. Because I saved the Girsa, that the Rashba thought you have to change. So he says, that's why he was so happy. That's why he was Samachti Ma'och in Chani Hashem Baderach Emes. That's what it's written in the various Sfarim quote that, but that is the, that's the Meshech Chachma. Okay, one final point of introduction, and that is, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that tells us we have to focus on Kinim. There's no Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, oh, if you learn Me'ilah, it's awesome. Right? There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos at the end of the third Perek, where the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Lezer ben Chisma Omer, Kinin u'pischei nida hein hein gufei halachis. Kinin and pischei nida, and figuring out all these mix-ups of nida, they are important halachas. What's that? And then we continue to kufos u'gamashios parperos lachachba. What's dafka? Kinin and pischei nida? So if you look in Rabbi Levine's commentary on Pirkei Avos, he says, kinin is bizman hazeh, not lamaisa. Nida is very lamaisa. So he says, that's the two examples the Gemara gives. Lishma and Lamaisa, two examples. He says, you gotta know those. You're right, Pischei Nida means like mix-ups with Nida and Zava, which aren't Lamaisa, because we treat every woman as a Zava Gadola. But in a certain sense, he says, the idea of Nida applies with Manazeh, the idea of Kinim does not apply with Manazeh. See, afilu elu shnei mini halachas he negdiim beinian srichusam laadam ki kinim einin mitzrachim laadam klal el arakas vashem bitesh hayakayim v'nida ein rega below nega shetzarach li shizar adam bahem. So he says that's why dafka these two are picked. And so in Irving Bunin's commentary, great the commentary on Pirkei Avos. So he says, he also quotes there, he says da kinim and pischei nida, you got to use a lot of science and math and other Mada and other chachmas. So he says that's the emphasis over here. You have to use all chachmas for Torah. He says, in other words, these sciences, while important, are yet only auxiliary and secondary. What is primary is the Torah. What is central is its life-giving law. We're not going to have a shiur right now on Torah Mada. But he says, that's what also the tkufos, he continues in the Mishnah. When we put mathematics to use in the service of halacha, or when we apply a knowledge of astronomy in computing the beginnings of our lunar months and festivals, these sciences are put to their highest use to help us serve our Creator and obey Him properly. The minor dishes enhance the main dishes of Torah. So he says, that's kinim. Kinim u'pischei nida are gufei Torah. Okay, with that, we start the Masechta. So first, the Mishnah lays out Mishnah Aleph. We know that there are different avodos between a chatas and an ola. That's going to be important for mix-ups. Chatas and an ola usually, but it's the opposite of behema. Chatas ha'of is its blood is taken and used and is yafhazah below the mizbeach. Chatas ha'of is the chatas behemah, is above them is chutasikra. Chatas ha'of is below the chutasikra, below the middle red line in the middle of the mizbeach. Olas ha'of is the opposite. Olas ha'of is done above, and Olas Behema is done below. That's why mix-ups are very important. So Chadas Ha'ov Nasis Lamaton, the Chadas Behema Lamala, and the Chadas Ha'ov is done, it's blood avoda is done Lamata. Chadas Behema is done Lamala. We spoke a lot in the earlier Mesechtas and Kachim about the uniqueness of the Zrikas of the Chadas Behema, who has Dalid. Four zrikas on every karen. Olas ha'ov nasis lamalon, v'olas v'ema lamaton, and olas the opposite, v'imshina bazeh bazeh pasal, and if you're mishane, pasal. If I'm mishane the avodos of the birds, pasal. Right? The avoda, where it is ma'akef. Here's the important machlokas here between the Ravid and the Balamor. Where is malika done? We know that you don't do shchita to a carbon of a bird. You do malika. If I did shchita to a carbon oaf, it's an avela. If I do malika to a chulin animal, it's an avela. Meaning I'm not allowed to do it. Is there tumah? That's a good question. But, says the Balamar and the Ravid right here, machloket, says the Ravid, in my edition, it's the last line. It's the regular old version. It says the Ava malikasa bechol makom bamizbeach. Kadeshete kreva lamakom hazaasa umitsui dama. Says the Ravid, bahaza'a, and malika is done on the mizbeach. It's done on the mizbeach in order that you could right away, so you don't lose any of the blood, because you're gonna do, mitsui, and you're gonna do the hazah, the mitsui, those are the two, we discussed this earlier in Mesechas Me'ilah, hazah is the spraying, and the mitsui is the squeezing out of it, the chatas has both, the ola only has one, or only has the mitsui, so that has to be, the malika is done on the mizbeach, so that you don't waste any time, you don't lose any blood. Rabbi Nizrachi Alevi, right here, the Balamar, argues, he says, no! Elav, he says, Pirush HaChacham, Tzricha Shetei Malikasa B'Mizbeach, Shekdei Shetei Krova L'Makom, he says, Kashalan, he goes a question, and he argues, Elav Shvami Na Malikasa, Ein Kfiyas Makom Klau, Afilu L'Chadchila, says, anywhere you want, you could do the Malika. Okay, so that is din number one, with the Machlokas between the Ravid and the Balamar. Next, number two, Seder Kinim Kachu. This is the Seder of Kinim. Hachova, when you bring any of the ones that we mentioned already, the Korbanos Chova, Echad Chatas ve'Echad Ola. Right? Chatas and Ola. First the Chatas and the Ola, because you always do the Surmei Ran and the Asei Tov. Chatas is always called them La Ola. Benedarim u'benedavis, when I am no there, let's say I want to try to bring a pair of birds to God. Kulan Olos, then both of those are Olos. When the Chovos are always Chatas and Ola. The voluntary Kinim, are all olos, because you can't be noder or nodev achatas. Ezeu neder. What's the difference between a neder and a nedava? It comes up in other mesechtas as well. Ha'omer hare alai ola. That's a neder. It's upon me, the gavra. The ezeu nedava. Ha'omer hare zu ola. If I say hare zu, that is a nedava. Ma ben adarim nedava. So what's the difference in din? Elash anadarim meso nignavu chayev achrayusan. By a neder, if something happens to it, if it dies or gets stolen, I'm chayev achrayus, because it's upon me. Nedavas meso nignavu chayev achrayusan. But a nedava, if something happens to it, I'm not chayev achrayus. At what point am I finished? Am I makayim my obligation? So we have this 3 days ago on Daf Yotes. We had that Rashi that says Nichnas Lazara, and the Rebbe Kiva Eger said Nichnas Lazara. So we spoke there about two different elements of the Karban Chatas. Very hard to say that I fulfill my neder right when I bring it into the Azara. But that was the discussion earlier we had back on Daf Yotes. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah Beis. Chata, so that was all basic laws, Mishnah Aleph. So now we start getting into the mix-ups. Chata, shenis arva ba'ola. So we're going to try to stay with the Mishnah, and then if there's any more time towards the end to be mafarish a little bit, we will. But first, let's try to get through the Mishnahs. Chata, shenis arva ba'ola, shenis arva ba'chatas. What if you have an ola and a chatas? They got mixed up with each other. You brought a pair of birds. You designated. The woman designated one chatas, one ola. Then they got mixed up. Then you are stuck. Because the Mishnah said, if you do the wrong avoda, it's possible. So therefore, afilu echad beribo, even if one in 10,000, you have 10,000 birds, yamusu kulam, they all have to die. There's nothing to do. What? The Rosh says, you're gonna let them, wait till they get a mum? Mum don't possible by birds. You're gonna wait till they lose an aver? There's no pidyon by ophos. So this is different than if an animal, the animals get mixed up, because then you can wait till it gets a mum and sell them and use their money. But here they have to do the actual birds, and there's no way to do, nothing to do, so therefore, yamusu kulam. They all have to die. Nothing to talk about. That's if it's one and one. Chatas and Ola. Chatas shenis arva b'chova. What if a chatas is mixed up in a pair of birds? That's chova. Meaning you have one chatas, bird, and then you have one pair, that's a chatas and an Ola. So you got mixed up. So, ein kasher ela kiminyan chatosha b'chova. What are you allowed to bring? You're allowed to bring one bird. That's a chatas. One bird, that's the amount of chatos in the mixture. Again, you have one chatas bird and then a pair of birds, which is one chatas, one ola. So you're allowed to bring any of those birds as a chatas and that's it. Why? If it's the chatas that I already designated, wonderful. If it's not, that's also okay. Because we're assuming we're talking about a kan stuma. A kan, a pair of birds that were not designated yet, either one. So whichever one you want, whichever one the Kohen wants to use, he could designate it as a chatas. You can't do any more than one. Why? Because if the one that you brought was one from the pair, then the other one from the pair is automatically labeled as an Ola. And the one that you bring now is a Sadiq Chata, Sadiq Ola, and therefore you can't bring it. So, same thing in the opposite. V'chein Ola, shenis arva b'chova. An Ola that gets mixed up with a pair of Chova birds, ein kasher el kaminyan, Ola shebechova. You can only bring one bird and bring it as an Ola, and that's it. Because again, the other one now is a Sadiq Chata, Sadiq, you don't know what it is. Good. Good question. Let's assume it's the same person for now. Assume it's the same person. Good. Next. Bein shechova meruba nedava mu'etes. Bein shenedava mu'etes, shechova mu'etes. Bein sheshtein shavos. It also doesn't matter. This mathematic equation works whether the nedavas are more or the chovas are more or they're equal. Meaning, if you have a certain bird, certain number of chatos, doesn't matter how many, that gets mixed into a group of birds, so then, if you have specific chatos and specific olos that got mixed up, then you can't be back with any. If they're all designated. But let's say you have 10 olos that got mixed up in 15 pairs of birds. So then, yeah, again, 10 olos and 15 pairs. Then you could bring 15 olos. You have to bring the number of olos of the pairs. Why? Because there's always a suffix. Either this is from one of the pairs, right? And even if you have 15 pairs, which is 30 birds, if one brings 30 birds, so any of those 15, it's not like these two and two and two and two, it's 30. And therefore, the first 15 could be olos. But all the other ones are chatas. And therefore, once you reach that level, then you can't bring any more, because now you get into the world of savik chata, savik ola. Okay, so that is if you have nedavas that got mixed up into a group. So, b'med, dvarim amurim. So when do we say all this is true? B'chova u'b'nedava. By chovos and nedavas. Aval. But what about this case? B'chova shenis arva zu bazu. What if you have two pairs, chovos that got mixed up with each other? Achas lazu, achas lazu, shtayim lazu, shtayim lazu. Two different women. A pair from this woman, a pair from that woman. Two pairs from this one, two pairs from that one. Shalosh lezu, v'shalosh lezu, or any of those. So then, mechza kasher, u'mechza pasel. So then, you take half the birds, and your makriv, take half the birds, and be makriv some of them as chatas, and the other ones as olos, and you're home free, no matter what you did. Why? Because if it's from the same woman, one's a chatas and one's an ola. But you can't be makriv more than half for the same type of carbon. If you want to look at this in the Rush explains this, that once you have chovos that got mixed together, look at Mishnah Gimel in the Rush, it's in the left column, mechsa kasher, says the Rush, sheyakrav ha-kohen echad la'ola v'echad l'chatas. Right, you have to bring one as an ola, let's say it's the easiest case, two pairs, one pair from a Miriam and one pair from Rachel. So you have four birds here. You have four birds, so what do you makriv as? Two, so you bring one as a chatas and one as an ola. If it's from one of each of them, so fine. One brought their chatas, one brought their ola. If they're from the same woman, that's also okay. But the second that you brought one chatas, one ola, you can't bring a third one. Because once you bring a third one, maybe this is the pair that goes with the chatas and you're bringing it as an ola. Or vice versa. And therefore, once you have two different women involved, and you have separate pairs, that's the issue. What makes this different than the previous case? The previous case is you have a whole bunch of birds, but it doesn't matter. You can bring them all together, just bring half of them as olos. But here, you have separate pairs that need to be a pair already. And therefore, that makes this more chamor. So you bring half the number and half of as chatas, half of as ola, and then that works. Achas lezu, v'shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu, v'esel lezu, mei lezu. What if you have different numbers for each woman? Achas lezu, you have one pair for this woman, and two for this one, and three for that one, or 100 for this one. Hamur kasher, you could only bring up to the smallest group, the woman that has the smallest group, that's the maximum that one is allowed to bring. Because again, anything more, we have to be worried that it's from the same woman, and you already brought her chathas or ola, and this is already designated, and you're bringing it as the wrong karban. Bein mishem echad, bein mishtei shemos, and it doesn't matter whether it's brought for the same or different reasons, as the Mishnah is going to explain, bein misha achas bein mishtei nashim, or whether it's rebrought for one or two women. If you have the same woman that already has pairs designated, that's also a problem. Doesn't have to be for different women. Ketza, let me explain, says the Mishnah. Mishem echad, what does it mean for the same reason? Leida v'leida. Ziva v'ziva. Mishem echad, that's shem echad, if you bring it for the same reason. Mishtei shemos, leida v'ziva. If you bring two shemos, different reasons are leida and ziva. Ketzad, so what's this? That's shem echad. Or shtei shemos. Kesad mishtei nashim, alzu leida v'alzu leida. Alzu ziva v'alzu ziva. Mishem echad, that's two women for the same reason. Mishnei shemos, alzu leida v'alzu ziva. Or different reasons. Okay, so this is what the Mishnah said. Doesn't matter whether it's the same woman or a different woman. Whether it's the same reason or different reasons. Either way, if they're already designated as pairs, and then they get mixed up, so then the rule is mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Right, you can only bring half of them, and out of those half, you gotta split them up. You gotta bring half as olas, half as chatos, and either you're covering one woman fully, or you're covering each woman half. But you can't do more than that, because then you're running into trouble. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says at the end, shtei nashim shalach was kineim be'iruv. What happens if two women brought pairs of birds together? Or they just gave their money to the Kohen, meaning nothing's designated yet. So then, Leza Shiyirtz, a Kohen Yaakov Chatas, Leza Shiyirtz, a Kohen Yaakov Ola, Beim Yishimechad, Beim Yishtei Shemos. If two women came and everything was always in the same pot, there was no designation, then the Kohen could do everything. The Chiddush is, he could label the Averis, he could label the Karbanas, he could label for the women. He could do whatever he wants. It's a mezakeh for these women. The Gemara in Erevin tells us it's either based on Brera, as we discussed earlier, or it's based on shlichus. Now, these women are saying that the Kohen should be the shliach of them to bring the karbanos. But either way, this is the first parak. Again, so what do we have? We had yesodos of, we know chatos and olos have different avodos, number one. Number two, we mentioned if chatos and olos gets mixed up, so then there's nothing to do, they all have to die, even if they get mixed up in thousands. Then also, if you have one karbon, it's nedava that gets mixed up with chovos. You have a chatos, all chatos that gets mixed up with chovos, or olos gets mixed up with chovos, then you're allowed to be makriv that type of karban, the amount of pairs that you have. If you have 10 olos that get mixed in, so you get that karban, you go with 10 pairs, so you bring 10 olos, v'chulu. And then we said, but if you have chovos and chovos that got mixed in, then mechza kasher or mechza pasul. Right, so this gets us started with Meseches Kinim. 3 days, three more days in Kinim. Kinim's only 4 days, and then by the Shem we get to Meseches Tamid, which is all about the Avodah every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here, and by the Shem we will continue.